You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, last week, Labor announced their candidate to contest the Auckland Central seat at this year's election. Local employment lawyer Helen White will contest the seat for Labor and will be tasked with the uphill battle to unseat Nationals' Nikki Kaye, who has won the seat three times in a row. White has a big legacy to live up to for Labor, with Judith Tizard winning the seat four times and the star power of Jacinda Ardern pushing Kaye very hard during the last two elections. I spoke to White earlier and I began by asking what made her decide to put her name forward for selection for the seat.
Well, it's a really natural fit for me. I basically grew up in Freeman's Bay, and so I have all my family there, and it is very much my home. So it felt absolutely right. I guess I'm quite passionate about what's happening in the city. It's an incredibly interesting time for the growth of the city. It's like basically having all of the challenges of the country first. It's an incredibly buzzy environment. I don't think you could get a more pleasant place to seek to represent, really. It's a very interesting kind of location.
And could you just tell us a bit about your background?
So I am a labour lawyer at the moment. I'm a barrister in employment law, so I work for both sides of employers and employees, but I come from a background of a lot more employee work. It's quite a polarised bar, so I have a few unions I work for, but I'm kind of independent of those, which I think is actually bringing something to the party. I think it's actually really important that Labor has candidates who do understand what it's like to run a small business and how to interact professionally, and how to get a lot of those people who would like to change the government confident that we can do a really good job.
And how much involvement have you had with politics so far?
I've always been involved. It's probably been something that has motivated every decision I've made. But not in that basically in a many, many different ways. So, I mean, I work in labour law because I think that that's in a really important part of people's connection with their communities, and it's really just important they have the opportunity to have a stable and good work environment if they're going to be healthy and happy. So absolutely, that's a political decision on my part.
What do you see as being the key policy areas for Auckland Central this election?
Well, I think the big one that I'm coming to terms with, because when I grew up in Ponsonby, it was very multicultural, actually quite poor. My school was 98% Polynesian. It was quite different from now. But what I guess the big new development is the inner city development of apartments. The fact that most people just cannot afford to own their own homes, and maybe quite a few of them, that's not their expectation anymore either. So there's that sort of thing. I've got a couple of kids who are at Auckland University, and so obviously there's that issue that's connected. It's debt. It's people getting into debt and people being able to make choices that aren't about running after the dollar all the time, but are being part of a really happy community. So issues like green spaces and quality accommodation and stable renting environments are really important. And so I think those are kinds of the issues that are important. Obviously, there's transport. It's screamingly obvious. We need to fix that. But, yeah, a lot of that stuff about really making the city a hell of a lot more friendly.
What do you need to do to beat Nikki Kaye?
We met last night properly. We were both at a debate, and she is really nice. And I think that isn't... Basically, I am not a person who does anything but play the ball. I want to be in there because I think that we need to change this government. I am quite concerned that that it's basically lackluster and leaderless at the moment. It doesn't actually... It's not doing what it needs to do. I've got, like, basically a huge issue that I see every day in my office with inequity. Basically, people are not earning enough. They are not able to respond in a way that's appropriate. I mean, one of the big screaming issues are things like people are living in garages, people are living in really tiny spaces. This isn't suitable approach from a government. It should never have happened. It is happening. So it's nothing personal with Nikki. It's much more about actually making sure that the government is doing its job and that the city is part of that movement to a better society, really.
Given Labor's MOU with the Greens, can we expect you to campaign in any way with Denise Roche?
I actually am, and I'm a very much old friend of Denise's. I worked with her once. I have a lot of respect for her. I think she's a fantastic MP. She does a lot of good things. I would expect to work with Nikki and Denise in a similar way. I just think we are all capable of being good, solid candidates who talk about the issues that differentiate our parties.
Are you confident you can win the seat for Labor?
Yes.
Why should people... that's a straight-up answer.
Absolutely, I am. Because I think there's a momentum that is growing for a change. I think people actually... There's a lot more people who are concerned about inequity and things like people living in garages than are probably putting their hands up right now. There's a real movement towards that, and I need to make a lot of the vote that happened last time for Jacinta happen for our party, because that's how we're going to change this government, and with it will come the seat. But I'm also a local. Like, this is my home. I know these people, and I am loving being back in it, actually. Just, you know, throwing yourself into something like this, you forget how amazing the city is and how much goodwill there is in it. So I feel very connected with it, and it feels right.
Just finally, what are some of your favourite things to do in Auckland Central?
Oh, well, I guess. I love the new Britomart, like, complex and the developments that there have been around where I work. But I guess my top pick is probably that waterfront area. I think that's an absolutely beautiful development. And it's really opened up the city. So basically, I love the Domain. I went to the Lantern Festival the other day, and it's so gorgeous. And there's so much. I mean, I think there just needs to be a hell of a lot more art and music and free stuff going on in our city that it doesn't matter how much you earn, your kids can go along too. And it's absolutely on its way there. So that's what I like about it.
This is the fucking news.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.